Dear Dr. Wolf digested all this as we waited for the copter to arrive, and from his sickening expression I saw he could find no flaws in the arrangements. During the entire flight, he huddled away from me in his chair and never said a word. Without a bon voyage or even a curse, he made for his ship upon our arrival, and I watched him board it. I, of course, merely went in the direction of mine and turned off before entering it. I had as much intention of leaving Freiber as I had of informing the police that an illegal operation had taken place. The last thing I wanted was attention. Both little lies had merely been devices to make sure that the alcoholic doctor went away and stayed away before he began his solitary journey to cirrhosis. There was no reason for me to leave, in fact, every reason for me to stay. Angelina was still on this planet, and I wanted no interference while I tracked her down. Perhaps it was presumptuous of me to be so positive, yet I felt I knew Angelina very well by this time. Our crooked little minds rotated in many of the same cycles of dishonesty. Up to a certain point, I felt I could predict her reactions with firm logic. Firstly, she would be very happy about my bloody destruction. She got the same big bang out of corpses that most girls get from new clothes. Thinking me dead would make following her that much easier. I knew she would take normal precautions against the police and other agents of the Corps, but they wouldn't know she was on Freiber. There was nothing to connect my death with her presence. Therefore, she didn't have to run again, but could stay on this planet under a new cover and changed personality. That she would want to stay here, I had very little doubt. Freiber was a planet that seemed designed for illegal operation. In my years of knocking around the known universe, I had never before come up against a piece of fruit so ripe for plucking. A heady mixture of the old and the new. In the old, caste-ridden, feudalistic Freiber, a stranger would have been instantly recognized and watched. On the modern League planets, computers, mechanization, robots, and an ever-vigilant police force left very little room for illegal operations. It was only when these two different cultures are mixed and merged that imaginative operations became really possible. This planet was peaceful enough. You had to give the League Society's experts credit for that much. Before they brought in the first antibiotic pill or punch card computer, they saw to it that law and order were firmly instituted. Nevertheless, the opportunities were still there if you knew where to look. Angelina knew where to look, and so did I. Except, after weeks of futile investigation, I finally faced the brutal fact that we were both looking for different things. I can't deny the time was spent pleasantly, since I uncovered countless opportunities for fine jobs and lucrative capers. If it hadn't been for the pressure of finding Angelina, I do believe I could have had the time of my life in this crook's paradise. This pleasure was denied me because the pressure to catch up with Angelina nagged at me constantly, like an aching tooth. Finding intuition wanting, I tried mechanical means. Hiring the best computer available, I fed entire libraries into its memory circuits and set it countless problems. In the course of this kilowatt-consuming business, I became an expert on the economy of Freiber. But in the end, I was no closer to finding Angelina than I had been when I started. She had a driving urge for power and control, but I had no idea in what way it would find its outlet. There were many economic solutions I turned up for grabbing the reins of Freiber society, but investigation showed that she was involved in none of these. The king, Wilhelm IX, seemed the obvious pressure point for actual physical control of the planet. A complete investigation of Vil, his family, and close royal relatives turned up some juicy scandal, but no Angelina. I was stopped dead. While drowning my sorrows in a bottle of distilled spirits, the solution to this dilemma finally struck me. Admittedly, I was sodden with drink at the time, yet the paralysis of my neural axons was undoubtedly the source of the idea. Any man that says he thinks better drunk than sober is a fool. But this was a different case altogether. I was feeling, not thinking, and my anger at her escape cracked the lid off my more civilized impulses. I